This is WSIU, powered by you. Coming up this month, we're hearing more about homelessness and challenges of poverty. It's a community forum series that's being hosted through the Sparrow Coalition and the Imagining Geography's Civic Soul Partnership. You can learn more about it by going to the website, but we thought we'd talk to some people about it as well, as there's a forum coming up June 23rd. It's from 6 to 7:30 at the Carbondale Public Library, focusing on homelessness in Carbondale. In studio with us, Maureen Pyle, the president of the Interfaith Council and a facilitator with Carbondale's Sparrow Coalition, as well as Josh Phillips, who just finished up a dissertation on homelessness and issues surrounding that in Carbondale. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, Maureen, as we get started talking about this, I think people are aware that there is homelessness in Carbondale, but perhaps they don't know the extent, or they don't know what's being done to work on the issue. Can you tell us a little bit about the Sparrow Coalition and what you're doing?
The Carbondale Interfaith Council has been addressing this issue for at least a year now. We're affiliated with Good Samaritan House, and so we receive a monthly report on increases in demand for housing and for food support. And so we became alarmed at the increasing figures and the fact that our programs are not sufficient to support the people who are it's an increasing number of homelessness.
And that's what started the Sparrow Coalition.
Yes. One of our members is Marlene Shepherd, and she is a seminary student. And so she took it on as her community education project as part of her training. And so she was the basic organizer. We now have over 100 people on our mailing list who are interested in this project.
For people who may not be familiar, the significance, though, of Sparrow.
Well, for church people, it'll be obvious, but it comes out of the Abrahamic tradition of a cry for the poor, that the prophets are constantly calling attention to those who are not receiving their fair share of social injustice. And so the quotation is from Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And so it's a calling to the community to care for those who are poor.
Sure. I'm sure that this information comes as no surprise to you, Josh. You've been working on research in terms of homelessness in Carbondale and the surrounding area for quite some time. Can you tell us a little bit about what you found and what those needs are?
Sure. So my dissertation really sort of came out of this. While I was doing a lot of additional research, what I found is that there's a lot of conversations about homelessness and poverty, but they're specifically sort of driven by policymakers, a lot of lawmakers, a lot of people with PhDs and fancy degrees. And there wasn't a lot of research to sort of ask people who were in positions of homelessness what their needs were or how they used their needs specifically. And so what I found is, as I went out and I interviewed people who were homeless, what I found is that a lot of the benefits they were receiving didn't really match their needs, or the benefits that they received didn't really address their needs more holistically. So as I sort of went out in the community and asked people what benefits they received, how those benefits were useful or not useful, what I found is that people had different needs or would prefer different benefits as opposed to the benefits that they were currently receiving.
Can you give us any examples of that? What are they getting that they don't need? What do they need that they're not getting?
Absolutely. So one of the more common ideas that might be most familiar to the audience is this idea of food assistance. So one thing that sort of becomes a problem when it comes to food assistance, specifically for people who are homeless as opposed to people who are poor, is that people who are homeless don't have anywhere to store food. And so when government assistance essentially might give someone a $200 food stamps for different food items that have to be stored either refrigerated or sort of mass stored in, you know, in your cabinets at home, people who are homeless don't have access to that. And so if you give someone a $200 food stamp card, a lot of them are sort of forced to use their food stamps for sort of prepackaged gas station food. The money doesn't stretch that long. So if you have to buy a pre-made sandwich for $5 and buy yourself a 20-ounce soda at a gas station, because that's all you can buy with your food stamp card, your money would go a lot further if you could buy an entire jar of peanut butter, an entire loaf of bread, mass quantities of beverages. But unfortunately, food stamp cards deplete pretty quickly when people don't have access to food storage.
I'm sure that this is an awareness that a lot of people need to hear. I know when you hear about food drives or donation drives, a lot of people will ask, well, what do they need? Maureen, how important is that awareness in terms of getting out into the community?
I think that's one of the major thrusts of the Spare Coalition right now, is we're trying to find out what are the conditions of homelessness in our community. We know the national statistics, but those are numbers. And so we really admire what Josh has done to get out and actually talk with people. And we are beginning a series of community education forums that will begin with Josh's talk. Every month we will take another topic of homelessness and poverty and try to really inform our community about what's going on here.
And you can learn more and be more involved by going to the Homeless in Carbondale Forum, which is coming up June 23rd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. That's at the Carbondale Public Library. More information at 618-534-3989 or 309-826-0659. I'm Jennifer Fuller.